The Murchison Highway, one of the most complained about roads in Tasmania, I think, particularly the further west you go, between Waratah and the West Coast, is pretty bad, but there is some funding coming through for it now.
Yeah, that's right, and I can't agree with you more. It is a tough section of road to try and even get some infrastructure in there, but it's part of our $10 billion infrastructure investment plan. We're injecting about $42 million into that section of road. We recognise that more than 50% of our GDP as a state comes out of the West Coast. And, most Tasmanians know what the terrain's like down there with little creeks and rivulets every couple of kilometres. So this $42 million will go a long way in improving those road services for our heavy vehicles and all our road users down the West Coast.
And our tourists as well, of course. We don't want them going home complaining about Tasmanian roads, do we?
No, absolutely not. And we're seeing more tourism, tourist traffic down that way as well. So, often the roads are wet too, as you would appreciate. You've got overhanging vegetation and the road never dries out. So we've got to make sure that that's completely safe. And as I said, those heavy vehicles have a toll on the road service, so we need to make sure that we're keeping up with our infrastructure spend, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, funny you should say that too, because I know a lot of people say, oh, they don't build roads like they used to. I think they do, just that when they were built, they didn't anticipate they're going to get the amount of traffic that they do.
No, and the other thing too, you only got to look at the transport industry. We've now got multi-articulated vehicles. We've got heavier vehicles. The frequency of those vehicles, is a lot greater than they were first intended. But having said that, we've still, this is not my money. This is not the state government's money. This is taxpayer dollars here, and we need to make sure that those taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, and we keep an eye on the quality assurance, and that's what I'm about. So I've been making a noise about that quite often lately, about the quality of our roads, making sure that the contractors do a decent job, because it is, at the end of the day, taxpayers' money.
Yep, and the demand of the load on the roads isn't going to get any less. If anything, it's going to increase. Anzac Day is coming up, and there is some Anzac Day Schools Awards that you want to tell us about. They're now open.
Well, this is a great initiative, and it's designed at getting students involved and encouraging young students from mainly secondary schools, but it's around Anzac Day. It's around our veterans and doing research, whether it's a Tasmanian, whether it's a VC winner, or whether it's a young person, a young Tasmanian's family member, ancestor. So this is a great initiative. The national winner will receive $5,000, a trophy and a certificate, and state and territory winners will receive $3,000 and a certificate. If you are a school student or a school, in fact, that wants to be involved with this great project, you can get on to anzacportal.dva.gov.au and
follow the prompts.
You there?
Yeah, follow the prompts.
Follow the prompts, and that'll take you to the School Day Awards.
So exactly.
It's, 2019, we had Devonport win it.
Yeah.
They won the whole thing, and I was proud of them, Martin. They did a fantastic job. It actually brought a tear to my eye, the presentation they did up. So well done to Devonport High, and I encourage all school children to be involved in this and do some research on our great war veterans and, the history that's behind them.
Yeah, I've seen the Devonport one online, and you're right, it was unbelievable what the kids did. And if anyone's having difficulty finding how to get onto that website, they can contact your office as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yep.
King Island, in the news a bit lately, there's a new wave power generation machine, I guess, for want of a better word, going into Curry Harbour.
Yeah, well, obviously King Island's not part of the Tasmanian mainland electricity grid, so they're autonomous. So they've got some wind over there, they've got some solar, they've got a diesel generator and a flywheel over there generating their energy. But, the federal government's been able to, as part of our ARENA project, contribute $4 million to wave technology.
Mm.
And this is exciting, Martin. So it's basically a big concrete structure that sits in, it's actually over there in Graffey Harbour at the moment. They've done Had to have a couple of little shifts along the way to tweak the thing, but basically it works like a big blowhole. So anchored to the to the shore, anchored to the surface, to the sea floor,
seabed, yeah.
And as the wind comes in, as the wave comes in, the wind comes up and drives a turbine at the top of the thing, generating energy. So this thing is capable of generating enough energy for about 200 homes. And when you combine that with, you know, the great wind power that they've got on there, the solar, you know, this goes a long way in making sure that that Tasmania and in fact King Island is 100% reliable with renewables. So,
yeah,
I'm really proud of that project, and I'm going over there next month for the show. I hope to see it in action. So it'll be great.
Yeah, they're having a show on King Island, one of the few shows that are still going ahead this year, which is great news as well. And of course, we'd love you to see them not have to rely on that diesel generator anymore. This wave technology, it's nothing new, Gavin. It's been around since the 1970s. I remember learning about it in France, I think, is where they came up with the idea. But it's definitely, obviously, the technology's advanced a lot since then as well.
Yeah, and a lot of them, you know, the earlier ones, trial and error, they broke their moorings and they ended up smashed up on the rocks. So this is, you know, this is the cutting edge, and this is where we've evolved to with wave generation. And Waveswell is the name of the company. They've done a fantastic job. It looks a really good project, and I'm hoping that, you know, this will be the one where they've actually nailed it. So it'll be looking forward to that.
On the subject of King Island too, I know you were in the media a week or two ago on the subject of seismic testing. This is being planned for somewhere off King Island, but the locals aren't all that happy about it because, they may be if they knew more. That's the problem. They don't know much about it.
Yeah, and consequently, I've gone back to ConocoPhillips, who are the proponents for this seismic 3D testing, Sequoia testing in just 23 and a half kilometres west of King Island. And I've delivered what is a number of concerns from the island. You know, I've spoken to industry, I've spoken to local government, and just concerned residents over there. So consequently, they've gone back to King Island and they've tweaked. To be quite honest, they're quite receptive, this company, Martin. They took on board what we had to say. Gone back to King Island now, they've actually shifted the parameters of that seismic testing, put a different proposal, you know, tried to keep away this. What they're particularly concerned about is the King Crab, which is on the western side of the fringes of that template that they were going with their testing. They've shifted that, you know, quite significantly. And I've told them to get back down to King Island and make sure, double check that this is exactly what the locals are asking for, and this is what industry needs. So I'm waiting to hear back how that's going, but at least there's been some give and take there, Mark.
Yeah, that's great, and it's good to see big companies like that with an environmental consciousness.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll stick up for my local regions every day of the week, so they know that. They know they're going to get a fight, not just from the island, but from me as well, but it's not good enough if they come in there and think that they're, you know, the big guys in town and can push our locals out of the, you know, an industry which is, you know, a significant part of their GDP on the island and their livelihood. So,
Yeah, fishing's very important. So they're testing for, is it oil or gas or something like that?
They're testing for gas.
Right.
In the Bass Strait. So obviously that's a valuable resource as we make the transition from fossil fuels into renewables. You know, we've seen a great exponential growth in renewables. In fact, it's about 11 times the international average of growth we've seen in Australia. The take-up of renewables has been incredible. But behind that is the gap which is left for when the, you know, wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine. So We need to shore that up, and that's what Snowy 2.0 and Battery of the Nation is all about.
Mm.
That's what you know. We're going to use some gas to tide us over until we can get 100% renewables. But very proud of the state. You know, our great state of Tasmania
100% renewable, Martin. What good news that is.
It is, and the aim is to get 200% renewable in the next, I think, 10 or so years. Finally, Gavin, Wynyard recently, the State Emergency Service, I think it was, actually received some satellite technology. You'll have to explain to me what this is all about, but my understanding is that when we had the big bushfires on the mainland last year, a lot of infrastructure was burnt, including mobile phone towers, so communications were down, but this will prevent something like, or won't prevent it, but it will replace something like that when it happens.
Yeah, well, this is part of our government strengthening telecommunications against disasters package. So it's got a big acronym, the acronym STAND. So disaster satellite, the first thing that happens when we do have a fire, flood or a disaster is the power goes out. So obviously the power goes out, we've got no communications, and communications, as we all know, is absolutely paramount when we're dealing with, you know, isolated crews out, you know, maybe on a fire or a dozer working on a fire break or what have you, or indeed, you know, coordinating an evacuation. So this is basically, this service is basically on a light vehicle, a four-wheel drive. It's a SkyMaster service, so it comes with its own satellite dish. It autonomously finds and tracks a number of geo-orbital satellites and provides communications irrespective of whether the power's on or off anywhere on the ground.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so this will give you know, residents who need to get in contact with family. It'll give controllers access to communications on the ground, and it'll be able to transmit data. So if we need to get geodetic information systems and information across to a controller on the other side of the world to give advice, then that's what this is all about. It's a great initiative,
yeah.
And it's so portable, Martin.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You know, and like I said, infrastructure often gets destroyed. And I guess imagine when there's a disaster on, everyone's on their mobile phone as well, so the network could quite easily become overloaded, and this, again, will be a great help.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to the Mayor, Robbie Walsh, down there at Wynyard. We've got one coming up in La Trobe, one in Wynyard and one in Redpath in Circular Head. Mayors are just over the moon with this, and this is exactly what they've been calling
yeah.
for. So,
yeah.
Yeah, great to deliver that.
Fantastic. What are they worth, Gavin, do you know?
Well, the whole thing, I think, is around about $4 million across the whole project. But
Right. Obviously
there are bits and pieces, you know, the mobile setup, probably no more than $600,000, but it's got its own... got its own 2,000-watt generator and a number of other services that we can provide to locals, as well as a big screen out the back of it, Martin. So it's displaying pertinent information so that people aren't coming up to busy SES or rescue or fire people. It's all up on the screen and
yep.
people can see what's going on. It's great.
It is. Look, I don't think the cost matters really if it's going to save lives. I think it's a great move. Gavin, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Martin. Yeah, always a pleasure.